Under ominous skies, workers pulled row covers over Kevin Liuza's strawberry fields. Rain is typical in January, but his fields were battered by 18 inches in the early part of the month, leading to a lot of lost berries. Row covers are used to protect the crop from cold, but can also shield against showers.
The rain would do just as much damage as, freezing temps.
Growers have been lucky to get warm weather recently, but they are seeing more diseases on their crop from the excessive moisture. Coordinator of the LSU Ag Center Hammond Research Station, Regina Bracey.
They may have to spray more. They may have to be more diligent to make sure the diseases don't take over the crop. But this warm weather that we're having and the cooler nights is really making the crop look good.
Farmers started harvesting their crop around Thanksgiving. Production usually slows through winter and peaks in March and April. Despite a rough start to the year, consumers should be able to find Louisiana berries, which Liuza says are a better buy.
It's a good boost for the economy. The soil is significantly richer here, and we grow a lot better tasting berry.
Louisiana has around 90 strawberry growers, a number that had been dropping.
We have some young farmers who have come in, and they're in the business now. We haven't seen that many older farmers leaving the business, so right now the number of farmers that we have is staying consistent.
Louisiana farmers typically grow around 400 acres of strawberries. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.